So what the hell is the National Football League doing? Are they more concerned about business? Are they more concerned about that Kansas City Chiefs franchise? Because this one doesn't make any sense. You either have to find a way of charging the girlfriend because somebody committed a crime. You can't just sit there and say, we feel good. We talked to Tyreek. He said he didn't do it. Who did it? Somebody sneak in the room? Huh? Ghost? Fly through the walls?
Someone did it.
Somebody did it. Who did it? Dave Brown, Concord Monitor, today with the tweet of the day. Josh Gordon, a man who abuses recreational drugs, is told to work on himself. Tyreek Hill, a man who abuses human beings, is told to report to camp.
Well said.
Yep. Good one.
Well said.
Back to the phone calls. We'll get to the Red Sox and the Celtics upcoming, but back to your phone calls on this Tyreek Hill NFL story. Here's Chris in the car. Hello, Chris. You're up, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
So my point was this. Sorry, I was in the middle of a talking to a mechanic, too.
Saw that.
The thing is, what's going to happen is this. Somebody is going to do something really drastic to some wife or child, and he's going to be a star, and it's going to kill them. You know, the NFL. So what'll happen is after that, the draft and everything else, they're going to fine tooth comb everybody's history, and they're going to get gun shy.
They do that now. Well, hold on. They're not getting gun shy. If the commissioner is allowing Tyreek Hill right now and not suspending him, if you're an NFL team, why are you going to be gun shy if a guy is a phenomenal talent and he suddenly presents great value for you because you could draft him in the fifth round? Chris, you're drafting him. And today is not going to change that. Matter of fact, today, I feel more empowered if I'm an NFL team.
Take it a step further, Chris. Let's just say I'm wrong. And 5-6 months from now, nothing happens with this story. That a video or more evidence doesn't come out to show that he did it and makes the NFL look bad. Let's say he has a clean year. Let's say he plays 16 games. He's a free agent at the end of the year. How many teams do you think will be lining up to pay this guy a lot of money?
Okay, well, that's fair enough. But
a lot.
I'm talking about they're going to push the envelope. As you say, they will push the envelope to a point where something will be serious enough, and that will do it. Maybe it'll take a while, like you say, because they want the bottom line is they want revenue and they want people to, they want stars, but then there'll be all hell to pay.
Yeah, but Chris, I think it's going the other way. We're actually seeing out there because of social media and because everybody has got a camera now and a video camera everywhere they go with their phone. We're actually seeing more of this stuff when it comes to these athletes. We're actually seeing them scrutinized more. And what is it doing? It's still getting drafted. Maybe they get dropped from the first round at their first round talent. They get drafted in the fourth or fifth round. But they're still getting drafted.
I like this.
Bob's in New Hampshire. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, Bob.
I was just chiming in. I mean, this type of story, I mean, I don't know how anybody's surprised. This has been going on and off for the longest time. And in this case especially, I just one thing I say. Where are all these woman groups? Dead silence. Where are the Elizabeths? Where are the Hillarys? The Oprahs? Where are all these ladies that are so protective of the children, and yet we've had other things go on? It's dead silence. There's not a word ever said by these people. And I was just curious. Maybe I'm looking at it a little different, but that was my point of the whole issue besides what's happened.
No, it's a great point. And the story just happened. The NFL basically is saying Tyreek Hill is fine to go back to practice, nothing to see here. And if you are one of those advocates who is protective of the children, protected of women, you should be screaming now.
And I don't know.
Should be screaming.
Well, obviously, you know, Robert Kraft happened right here. So we got a lot of it, right? Anytime anybody put a petition out or whatever it was for Kraft to be fired or sell the team or whatever, we saw it because we were here in New England. Is that going on in Kansas City?
My guess is that the same thing that happened here, where people are protective of the laundry, okay? And most people are. They want the team to win. Kraft's a different story. He's an owner. If he doesn't show up and he's suspended for an entire year, do you think it changes the win-loss record of the Patriots?
No.
But if Tyreek Hill is gone, it seriously could change it. Outside of Kansas City, we may get some of this. We may get some of this from the media. I would hope so. But in Kansas City, Lou, I think most people are looking at it. We want Tyreek to
play.
Like
I said, we saw the stuff that we got. None of it was really, not much of it was local. It was national. It was national groups coming after Robert Kraft, asking people to sign petitions that we looked for, that we picked up because it's Robert Kraft, and you do searches and you're looking hard to try to see what people are doing. I don't know if that's going on in Kansas City with Tyreek Hill. But I guess if you're in Kansas City, you're probably unearthing some of these things as well, right? I would think the guy, you know, the bottom line is you got a kid, a three-year-old kid with a broken arm.
So I would expect that if we had a tremendous support out there for the animal rights with Michael Vick to the point where they tossed him out of this league, right? And he ended up in a can for a while. This is a human being.
Yeah.
A three-year-old with a broken arm. Could have been a lot worse. And by the way, if you put these two back in custody of now three children, would you not be fearful something really bad is going to happen? So if you're gonna go out there and scream about Michael Vick and what he's doing to animals, don't you really have to be protective right now of these children? These are human beings, right? You would think.
It is disturbing that this kid broke his arm. There was two people in the house, and we have nothing. There's nothing. There's no conclusion. There's just no evidence.
Because they're protective of
each
other.
Because she doesn't want to tell on him because he has all the money. And I don't know, maybe he's not going to just falsely throw her under the bus because then she'll come out and say, it wasn't me, I'm not going to jail for you. So I don't know. It's like they got something on each other, right? She's got something on him because she knows he did it. But yet he's got something on her. He says, what are you going to do, throw me in jail? You'll have no money.
So let me ask you this.
So it's like the two of these people are in this relationship and they're like bribing each other.
Yes.
To not say a word.
Okay, so we've heard the audio, and the audio was recorded by her because she was so fearful something was going to happen to her that she recorded all of this, right, going through an airport. She wanted to make sure she was covered, and she told her girlfriend about this, and her girlfriend was the one that leaked out this tape. So do you believe she's saying the same things we heard in that tape when she sat down and talked with law enforcement? No. She's sitting there saying something totally different, because if she was saying the exact same things that she's saying on that tape, would the law enforcement people not sit there and say, we got a real problem here?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she's sitting there going, no, Tyreek didn't do it. He didn't do it. Well, wait a minute. We're listening to this audio tape of you actually saying, basically accusing him of doing it, basically saying that the three-year-old child told you that he broke his arm, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How do we not resolve something here?
The fact it's not resolved is
unbelievable.
Really disturbing.
And you're going to put these kids back into custody of these two in the National Football League? He's going to move on. Nothing to see here. We're good. We spent how much time? 18, 19 months. How many millions of dollars of trying to destroy the reputation of Tom Brady for taking out a little air out of a football? Even if he did it, was it that bad? This could be tragic going forward. Tragic. In a lot of different ways. Jack is in Palmer, Massachusetts. What do you got, Jack?
Well, I want to make 2 points, and you're doing a great job, by the way, you and Lou. But I want to point something out that you probably figured out, but maybe you forgot or something. How much? What's the salary of the commissioner?
Used to be at $45,000. I think he's down to like
$42 million.
He's down to
a capital M.
Down to $32 million now.
$32 million
plus some bonuses, TV bonuses.
All right. Who's paying him that salary?
The 32 teams in the National Football League,
which are represented by the owners, right?
Correct.
Okay. I don't want to. You know, you can't go after all 32 owners. But I do believe that they pay him that salary for stuff like this. They push him in front to take the bullets, to take the arrows, figure it out, figure a way to present what we want or what we have voted on. Now, there may be 10 or 12 owners that get outvoted in stuff like this, and they don't believe in it. But if they get outvoted and the commissioner comes out with this, I strongly believe that when the commissioner says something, he's not speaking autonomy. He's not speaking, this is what I've decided. I 100%.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
He's doing what he's told.
Oh, absolutely. That's what happened to the Patriots with Tom Brady. That was the other owners speaking who were still pissed off about Spygate and didn't think that he penalized them enough. Absolutely, and that's what's happening here, Jack. I think that, and Lou brought up the Ezekiel Elliott case, which is a good one. The league did an investigation. The league is an investigator, and by the way, they put a woman in charge of that purposely, okay? She came back and said Elliott should not receive a suspension. The commissioner decided, probably at the urging of the other owners, screw whatever she's saying. You give them him a suspension. You give the Cowboys a suspension. Jerry Jones, the owner, blew an absolute nut about this. Now you've got another case with
Call
Ezekiel
for him to be
Elliott.
Fired.
Right. Got another case in Las Vegas where apparently he attacked a 19-year-old security guard, a kid that's suing him right now, and they've done absolutely nothing. And now in the case of Tyreek Hill, they've done absolutely nothing. Because this is the owners, and I think you hit it, are fearful right now that their businesses are going to pay the price.
And no more promo thing was 2015. Yep. You remember 2006? This is when Roger Goodell started just becoming sheriff. You know, and you get four, you get six. I don't need court. Screw it. Policy. I can hide behind all this stuff. So 2016, the election. 2017, people are kneeling. Ratings are down. Last year, there was an offensive boom in the game. Great team. Greatest game of the year, right? Was it the Rams and the Chiefs? Greatest game of the year.
Scored.
Offense everywhere.
Yep.
Ratings come back.
Yep.
And they look back and they say, you know, I think we hurt ourselves. You know, even when we gave Ezekiel Elliott those games, it was 37% of the Cowboys. It's a big market without their big guy. You know, and they got to him. The business side of football got to Roger Goodell to be more lenient on its stars.
It's interesting, those two franchises. The Dallas Cowboys are the biggest draw nationally when those games are nationally televised. Okay, they spike the numbers better than any team in the league, including the Patriots, who are really good at it. They're a very close second. Then you've got the Kansas City Chiefs, the team on the rise now, okay, with the best quarterback, with the MVP, the best quarterback in the league. Tom Brady's at the end. Patrick Mahomes is at the beginning. That's the guy they're going to ride the coattails for right now. And you do not want to take away a major weapon.
No.
Trust me, Tyreek Hill is a huge weapon for that offense. You take him away, it's a different team. David's in Rhode Island. Next up on OMF. No Christian today. What do you got, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Always a pleasure.
Same here.
Hey, so with all these you know, quote-unquote bad guys that we see, and I don't think Zeke's a bad guy.
Why would you say that?
Even like the first go around when he got stuck with six games, they had text messages from a woman, you know, his girlfriend, who said, I'm going to ruin his career. I'm going to do this and that. They never even brought that.
Oh, I know, but do you know him? Careful when you say he's not a bad guy and you don't know.
I don't know. You're right. You're right. So just
don't vouch for him is what I'm saying.
As a fan.
Yeah.
Because, Lou, guess what? I think you're a good guy, and I think you should be doing play-by-play.
Well, I think you know me. You sound like you know me, David. Yes, I am. I am a good guy. But you got to be careful what you vouch for.
Hey, David, OJ's friend said the same thing before he committed two murders, okay?
So with all these horrible guys, and so are we ever going to see a guy like Don Mattingly in the Hall of Fame, a guy who still holds records and played the game the way it should, and he kept his nose clean all the time?
Where's that come from? Where's that coming from?
I'm with you.
Okay, Mattingly,
ball game. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, Mattingly's big problem.
David,
the Yankees started winning after he left.
Let's get into Pete Rose this
morning. What are we doing?
Bonds, Clemens.
I'm not going Mattingly.
It's Friday.
No, not
summer
and
Friday. Let's talk Hall of Fame. Let's talk who should be in. I think Clemens and Bonds and Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, damn it.
I'm doing this.
Call up Butchie. Let's get him and Buck in. We're going to do this thing on
Friday. What are we doing? It's a good weekend show. You can hang around Saturday and Sunday, do that show if you want. Here's Ryan in a car. Hello, Ryan.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, Ryan.
Hey, so it's kind of ironic that this is the same franchise that let that situation with Javon Belcher happen.
Yep.
And they're not seeing the parallels.
Well, I don't know about
it.
Hold on, I don't know, Ryan,
how much you put in.
Girl abuses kid.
Ryan, I mean, do you hold the organization, do you hold the Patriots accountable for Aaron Hernandez murdering three people, allegedly?
No, but if they had another guy who was accused, you don't think they would treat it differently? If they had another guy in college that had the same type of problems, you don't think they would come at it different?
I put what happened to Jovan Belcher on him, okay? He had some mental instability. He got in an argument. He shot the mom of his child and then committed suicide, just in rage, whatever. Like, I don't look at Scott Pioli or the head coach at the time and say,
domestic abuse, right?
But what is the Chiefs? You forgot what happened with Javon Belcher. What does that have to do with what happened with, say, Kareem Hunt? Or I don't know. I don't hold them accountable for it.
You would think they would handle the situation a little bit differently. Be proactive. Get the guy some help. Suspend the guy themselves. I mean, they've seen what letting guys like this go can do. Why not be more careful? Why not be more proactive?
Okay, but remember, we don't know if they're giving him help or what they're doing. They got rid of Kareem Hunt instantly. The same day.
Because there was video.
Yes, but they got rid of him right away.
They said
it's
because he lied, right?
Yes.
He lied to them. He told them he didn't do what the video showed him doing. They asked him, and he said, I didn't do any of that stuff. Right. And the video came out, and you lied to us. I mean, that's their story.
Yeah, I thought they handled that well. They basically said, you lied to us, and we can't trust you. So for some reason, they trust Tyreek Hill. I'm not sure I understand why. The National Football League has doubled down on it. Apparently, they trust Tyreek Hill. And I don't think it has anything to do with the Belcher case, but I don't know how you can trust.
I mean,
Tyreek Hill with just his past.
Somebody in the New England Patriots right now, who they look at and say he's a little bit off. These are NFL players. Look at Fourier, he's off. You know, all these guys, they're a little bit off. Wiggy, he's a little bit off. But I'm just saying, let's just say some guy just loses his ever loving mind as a nervous breakdown and commits murder. You know, they should have learned from Aaron Hernandez.
No, you don't.
Like sometimes it's just the guys just lose it. No. Like Belcher had head injuries, and I think when he passed away, whatever, they saw stuff, and it just, you don't know sometimes what you're dealing with. Now, guys like Tyreek Hill, you know, like if Tyreek Hill goes and does some stupid stuff and ends up beating the hell out of this woman here and killing her, then you can go back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Then you go back to the league.
But based on the league's actions today,
they're enabling him.
They're telling you they trust him.
They're enabling him.
Right. They trust him. And I don't know how you can trust him right now. All right, 617-779-7937. Right back to the phone calls. Tyreek Hill, zero suspension. Back to practice, back on the playing field.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
What possible justification can you have for hitting a 3-year-old child, punching him in the arm and punching him in the chest? And again, I don't know if he did it or not. The DA says I didn't have enough to prosecute, but it's clear to us that a crime was committed. But you hear the tape, and he seems more preoccupied with checking her than making sure to deny the accusations that she is putting out there on tape about him.
Stephen A., back on April the 26th when the story first popped out, and obviously the story is hitting us once again across the side of the face here with Tyreek Hill being told by the National Football League they will not discipline him. And it seems to come down to the fact that they did an investigation, and she's being very protective, the girlfriend, Crystal Espinal. And so he's saying one thing. He said, I didn't do it. And she's saying, no, he didn't do it. So there's nothing much that they can really do about it, but are you going to trust him? Don't you remember when he brought in Ray Rice and the girlfriend originally? He had already had the video of her getting tossed out of the elevator, remember, at the casino.
And she was just dragged out, unconscious.
Right.
And we were trying to figure out what happened in the elevator. Right. Yeah, everyone's talking, well, maybe she slipped.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she slipped and banged her own head on the railing, and he just sort of dragged her out. We don't know what happened in that elevator now. Careful when you get your facts straight before you start accusing somebody of knocking somebody out.
So he brings both of them in, which people that tell you about domestic violence will tell you you can't do that, because if you bring them both in, especially the woman, is usually going to be intimidated by the man, because if he beat her up, there's a good chance that if she says the wrong thing, he's going to do it again. So they're fearful of it. And what does the commissioner do? He brings both of them in. And then he decides, oh, you know what? They love each other, and they're good, and they're fine, and nothing's going to happen here. And what else could be on the video, as Lou pointed out? And instead, he gives him a 2-game suspension, and then the rest of the video comes out. It's really, really bad, and he has to throw the
book
in.
And that is it. We will never be embarrassed again.
Yep.
I will never go light on anyone again.
That's what he said.
We will do a no more campaign. We'll have Eli Manning's sorry little face on there saying no more. You know, and then we're going to come down on everybody because we're not getting burned again. Hey, Roger, ratings are down. I think it's got something to do with the election, but I'm not sure. Actually, you know, Roger, the ratings are down again next year because, well, we think it's because of Kaepernick, but I'm not sure. And taking stars off the field, that doesn't help either. What should we do? You know what? Let them all play. We've got a new slogan. Let the kids play. That's our new slogan. Let the outlaws play.
Did they steal it from the Celtics?
Yeah.
All right, back to the phone calls. Here's Chris in New Hampshire. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Chris.
I just wanted to call in to ask about how you guys feel about Adrian Peterson and that whole situation.
Same thing. Sure. Yeah, no problem with him being suspended. Here's the difference, though. Adrian Peterson admitted it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But how many games did he get? Four or five?
Oh, he missed season.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's outrageous that Tyreek Hill is getting nothing now.
Well, he was at a time when there was no tolerance before the ratings went down a little bit. But see, that's the thing. Adrian Peterson admitted it, right? Like this guy, Tyreek Hill, and this is like the weird thing about it, was secretly being taped, actually denied what he did in 2014 and secretly being taped, said that she lied about the whole thing, that he didn't touch her. And then when it said something about, you're the one that broke the arm, he said, I did not, on the tape. So there wasn't even admission on this secret tape. Adrian Peterson came out and said, yeah, I did it. What's the big deal? We do it all the time. We're down south. That's how I grew up.
Beating a kid with a stick, breaking his arm. I don't know. It's a little crazy.
It doesn't make any sense. And the funny thing is, Tyreek Hill didn't even come out. Crystal Espinal didn't come out and say, oh, you know what happened? I think he fell off a little tricycle. You know, we go into those little plastic tricycles. He was running around in the living room and he fell off of it. They're not even doing that. You can hear it on the tape. She's basically blaming him. She's telling Tyreek Hill, your son said to me that you broke
his
arm. Daddy did it. Okay?
And so, the three-year-olds, they lie a lot.
Yeah, really.
Then why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A three-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
Yeah, because there are times when you wish like a three-year-old would lie. They can't. You know how many times you sit there? I remember when my son was like three and I would do something and I'd be like, your mother doesn't need to know about it. He's like, oh, okay. She comes downstairs. Hey, guess what daddy just did? You're like, Jesus. At what age do they learn man code, right? You're like, good God, man. They know. They just spew the truth. They tell you everything. So this three-year-old kid said daddy did it.
You want to know? 28.
What is there, a man code or anything?
28's man code.
Huh?
Yeah, that's when they figured it out.
My kid tried to cut me a break the other day, actually.
Did he really?
That. Yeah. He said, Dad, if you let me have, like, you know, if we go to Dunkin' Donuts, you let me have munchkins for breakfast, I won't tell mommy the next time you do something.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
He's a freaking negotiator.
No, he's bribing you. That's what he's doing. He's not negotiating. That's bribing. But wouldn't you feel better if, in the investigation, Tyreek Hill basically explained what happened? And if she actually was the one that broke the arm, and as part of the investigation, he detailed all of that, then why aren't we hearing that? Why isn't she being charged? Because the DA has already told us.
It's so obvious.
It is.
We don't know if the truth's going to come out. I believe that someday it will, and they'll all look bad. Worse than they already do.
One of the two committed this crime.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
Yes.
Okay, one of the two committed the crime. So is the league telling us right now, Tyreek didn't do it. Crystal was the one that did it. Well, if Crystal did it, Crystal should be charged with it. Why are we protecting Crystal then? Why is Tyreek Hill protecting Crystal in this situation? Then maybe you could understand the NFL's actions today by not suspending him. That's not what's going on. Mike's in Providence here on EEI. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Mike? Good, Mike.
So, you know, an average Joe in this situation would most likely be under arrest. I mean, I'm pretty sure we could all agree on something. Somebody would be detained.
Are we on speakerphone, Mike, can you take us off speaker?
No.
You're not on speaker?
Hold on. I'm on my Bluetooth. Hold on one second. Hold on.
No, that's okay. Just as a guy, it's like you're in a hallway right now.
Please, for further reference for everybody, when you go on speakerphone like this, it doesn't work.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. Are you off, Mike?
I'm not on speaker. I was on Bluetooth. Yeah, I'm here with you.
Now you're good.
An average Joe, you know, more would be involved. You know what I mean? There would be, you know, most likely DCYF, things would happen. Yeah. You know, probably, you know, police would be involved for sure, without question. All right. So that's number one. And I understand what's going on. I don't know the complete ins and outs like you guys do, but I don't know if that was the case. Two, they spent what? In excess of $8 million for Deflategate, right? $8 million?
More than that, I believe.
To find out? More than that. Okay. And that was just the football, which nobody got hurt. So now there's a welfare of a child online here, right? And they're not going to spend anything. They're not going to invest anything to see what really happened, right? I mean, isn't that... That doesn't sit well with me personally.
I don't think it sits well with anybody. Why. Yeah. No, you're right. I don't think it sits well with anybody.
It's just foolish. All right. Have a good day, guys. Thanks.
You too, bud. This guy's bringing up a very interesting point. Here's Dice on the Cape. Dice.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, Dice, man?
Yeah, they brought up Javon Belcher, which that you can't see that coming. But look at the other guys the Chiefs have brought in over the years. Marcus Peter, who's a complete thug. Obviously, Tyreek Hill, everyone knew about him. Did you see their offseason this year?
Yeah,
you're going to trade for Frank Clark.
Frank Clark, he's right.
He's got a domestic violence.
It goes back to Michigan. I mean, this thing is a long, one of the problems that Seattle had.
I'm surprised they didn't trade up for the kid Simmons who beat the crap out of the lady in high school.
That's a good point. But the Frank Clark one is interesting because wasn't it Seattle that was having difficulties with him?
Yes.
They were having problems with
him. He had a home invasion in college and a domestic violence.
Yeah.
He can get to the quarterback, though.
Yeah. Well, so you're right. There is a history here of the Kansas City Chiefs looking the other way and saying, oh, okay, so he's got a checkered past, but he can play football.
Imagine if the Patriots were doing that. Imagine what people would be saying about the Patriots if they were going getting all these guys.
Well, you've heard
one thing that I'll let you go.
Go.
If Tyreek Hill can break a three-year-old arm, we should be able to throw Bud Light bottles at him at Gillette.
Well, there you go.
See. Makes some sense.
See the guy with the laser got fined $500? Tom Brady? See that one?
Yeah, and actually, the crime was going to put him away for a while, I think. He was going to get like 2 or 3 years, but the judge said, nah, give me $500.
So the guy that played, now, I was looking at that. So Tyreek Hill in the AFC title game.
Do you know that guy was 65 years old?
Was he really?
65 years old.
Morgan. So, there's a lot went on in that AFC title game. So you had Tyreek playing, only one catch, 42 yards, if you remember.
Right.
But we also remember what happened on the way to that Kansas City Chiefs AFC title game.
Yes.
Right? With Robert Kraft. So these two guys tied together here in that final game of the year. So one guy got a little pleasure before the game. He might still get suspended. The other guy waited a month, broke his kid's arm, and he's playing scot-free. Beautiful.
Unbelievable. All right, 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up next.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
But as of right now, Tyreek Hill has not been charged with anything. And so I'm not going to sit here and pile on Tyreek Hill yet. I think we need to let this entire thing play out and see what happens. Is I'm not ready to cut Tyreek Hill yet. I'm not ready to go out there and, you know, scream and yell that Tyreek Hill needs to go because he hasn't been charged with anything yet.
All right, that's Bob Fesco out in Kansas City. That was what date did you say?
March 22nd.
March 22nd. We haven't heard anything.
Well, I'm sure he's ecstatic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he got his player back. Now, Chiefs fans, remember, right? You know, they had a good chance to win the whole thing.
They sure did.
And then all of a sudden, Kareem Hunt leaves the team.
Mm.
So you think that they, and a year later, will now want to lose Tyreek Hill? We're talking about the fanboys, and that's what Fesco is, a fanboy. Does Fesco not care that there's a three-year-old boy with a broken arm? He knows two people were in that house.
Well, no, he cares.
You really believe that Tyreek Hill had nothing to do with this?
No, he would care if it were a Patriot player because he'd be able objectively and logically look at it and say, you can't put that guy in harm's way with that little kid, that three-year-old kid. But the difference is, when you become a fanboy, you marry the laundry, and you let the laundry get away with a lot more than you normally would if it were a player on another team. And Patriot fans would have done the same thing. They would have done the same thing, Lou. They would sit there and say...
So Fesco, he's on in the morning, so the news broke probably after his show, right? So, they must be... Are they all over? We can't see radio. Do we check in on those guys? Are they just talking about this
If you are genuinely in belief that you need to get yourself into Area 51 and you need to storm the gates of that castle, to me, you are my meatball of the week. I don't think you need to be beyond that, those fences. I don't think anything has happened there.
No, put on Kansas City radio.
No, that is.
This is Sports Radio 610.
Hold on, Lou.
This is their sports radio show?
This is a current topic. This is a new topic. This Area 51 thing is a big
deal. When you hear that stuff, don't you just say, thank God you're doing radio in Boston? People, that could be that you could be listening to that.
I don't think anything has happened there.
I'd rather listen.
And if it is, they're protecting us from ourselves.
I'd rather listen to Kenny Chesney, to be honest.
No kidding. I'm ready for it. Imagine not talking about this Tyreek Hill thing.
I don't get it. Well, maybe it could be now that one of those aliens from outer space who's locked up in Area 51 is the actual person who snuck in to the Tyreek Hill household and broke the arm of the three-year-old. That possible? Because Tyreek didn't do it. Crystal didn't do it.
An alien did it.
Alien did it.
Aliens must have done it because our star wide receiver, right, who we love because he showed Jalen Ramsey that he's not just a pro bowler because he's on a special teamer.
Yep.
Right? My prize guy. We love him. We can't lose him, too, can we? I mean, I got Kareem Hunt. I drafted Kareem Hunt sixth overall, and then I lost him, and Tyreek Hill, I took a flyer on. He turned to be a great player. My team is just destined, and it's a keeper league, damn it.
Guy brought up a great point. They added Frank Clark and DeMarcus Robinson in the offseason.
So Clark was
great
the one.
Great point. I didn't even think of
domestic violence in the past. And wasn't he the one that just berated that reporter that wrote a story about his past and just went off on him in the locker room, too? Yeah. God forbid you talked about the domestic violence case he had in the
can't
past.
Can't do that. You know. It's on your resume.
What's DeMarcus Robinson? What did he do?
Didn't he steal computers or do something? He did something, right? There was something there. Was there domestic violence with him? There was some type of illegal.
I think it was something like
that.
It's
in college, right?
And I think there was some weed
involved. Stole something? Okay, little weed, you know. They're going to do away
computers
with that in the
and
NFL.
Weed, whatever. That's like Buchholz.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
Buchholz, he stole like 36 computers or something like that. People said it was no big deal. It's just a computer or two. How about 36 of them? Something like that. Not a big deal. I would say this. The Kraft thing is going to be interesting and see how it plays out. Because I thought all along, based on the precedent and the way the commission had set stuff up, because it has nothing to do with being charged for anything or convicted of anything, okay, because people are charged all the time. It had nothing to do with being convicted. What it had to do with is embarrassing the National Football League, putting yourself in a position where you embarrass the league, and therefore the commissioner is just doling out those suspensions until he can clean up the league, because we need to have a clean league and we can't have you guys just embarrassing us every other day. So if that was the case, that was the precedent set, Robert Kraft embarrassed the league by what he did. Is it really a big deal? Probably not. And since he wasn't involved in human trafficking or sex slaves, as Lou calls them, since he wasn't involved in that, you know, it's not that big a deal. But it deserved a suspension based on the precedent that was set by the commissioner. If you embarrass the league, we're going to suspend you. How do they suspend Robert Kraft now?
They do.
Of course they
do. They
do. Right? But the precedent's changed. Everything's changed. The rules have
changed. It's different. It's business. It doesn't matter. And he's going to hide behind a higher standard. You are an owner. And when we all know deep down, it's because he doesn't affect the product on the field. He doesn't affect ratings. The Patriots can still go on Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football without Robert Kraft. But when the Cowboys try to do it without Ezekiel Elliott, and when Pat Mahomes drops back and all he has is Kelsey and there's no Tyreek Hill, all of a sudden, viewership goes down. They have the numbers in front of them. They saw what the last 2 years were like. They're not doing it again. This is a change in policy of Roger Goodell, the sheriff.
It's all about business. OMF poll today. Now that we know the NFL will not discipline Tyreek Hill, do you think the NFL will punish Robert Kraft? Now, remember, this is being taken here in New England. Yes, 47%. No, 53%. 3%. Back to the phone calls we go. Peter's in Jamaica Plain. Hello, Pete.
I got a little different tack, guys, and give me a couple seconds, okay? Yeah. The family dynamic matters a lot, okay? If she doesn't press charges, whether it's a wife or a girlfriend, he's not convicted of a crime, and we might have to respect her views. Now, I know a lot.
Well, hold on for a second.
Sure.
Ray Rice's wife, girlfriend, fiance, did not press charges.
Okay. And a lot of it always comes down to money. If he gets suspended, does he lose like $4 million, which was going to go to his family? Is that correct?
Yeah, he would lose all of his money and he would be in a bind, really.
She would as well. Okay.
Yes.
So in my opinion, if the NFL said, okay, if this guy is convicted, okay, his salary is going to go to his wife because she's getting screwed twice. She might get beaten, and then they take her money away. It just doesn't seem fair. So, and I know a lot of these women are scared to press charges because they figure, you know, there goes my money. I mean, it's $4 million. They're married.
It's $2 million this year. And I hear what you're saying.
But he's a free agent at the end of this year.
That's correct, which may damage his market.
I'm just using him as an example.
Peter, okay. You're absolutely right. We talked about that. And that's one reason. You know, there are two things. I focused on the money. Right, she now has three kids. She just had twins in June. If she comes out and destroys this guy's career, her and her three kids, they don't get the kind of money that they would get if he plays this year and gets a huge contract in the off season. The other side you brought up, and I agree with you 100%, is the fear as well. You take the game.
One more question,
Peter. Yes, you can. When I'm done,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm just trying to say yes. Is that the other side is the fear. You take the game away from this guy. You already see how violent he is. You're afraid of what he's going to do to you. Then now, go ahead, Peter. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. How many times has either a husband or a wife, you know, lost it and did something really, really bad? They still love the person. They regret it. You know, it was just, you know, a terrible thing they did. It will never happen again. And the NFL is going to suspend the guy, or you're going to get fired from your job. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know.
Yeah, but Peter,
he's not charged. If he's not charged by his wife, he didn't commit a crime.
It's irrelevant.
But Peter,
with the league, it's been.
Yeah. You're using just the very vague with that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about cheating on your wife? Very sorry. Never going to do that again. Or are we talking about beating the hell out of your wife? Because one's a crime. You know, I mean, so it's, you can't just say how many times is couples, well, somebody in a relationship done something wrong and say, I'll never do it again. Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about taking out the dishes and doing the laundry?
No, I don't think we're talking about that.
Are we talking about breaking arms and bones and smacking people and throwing them through windows?
Somebody did it. There were two people there. Somebody did it. It's either him or it is the girlfriend. It's very simple. And when you talk about a crime hasn't been charged here, it's irrelevant. The commissioner has said this on numerous occasions, that they do not need conviction of anything to actually go out there and suspend a player. And in this case, we're all wondering why there's no suspension. And I think Lou hit it earlier. There's been a change of direction.
Yeah, Florio wrote
in the league. Florio wrote about it, and you were reading some of the quotes out of it. There's been a change since the Ezekiel Elliott case, which they probably overreacted with.
He bookended these things,
yes,
really.
Exactly.
Because one of them, he didn't do anything.
Right.
And they gave him six games. This last one in Vegas, the person that apparently he threw around is now pressing charges or suing him.
He's suing him.
And the league let him off for that.
Right.
So it feels like he did something and got nothing, when before he did nothing and got something.
And it's ironic.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, and it's
ironic. Am I missing something?
Yeah. The ironic that the security guard that he apparently, allegedly, attacked in Vegas is claiming the only reason he's coming down and charging him right now is because the NFL did nothing and he thought he should at least get a slap on the wrist. So if the NFL had done something to him, suspended him for a game or two, this guy claims, I don't know, he may be lying. Maybe he's just on a money hunt right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But he claims that it is the reason that he changed his mind. House is in Dorchester. House!
House! How you doing? I
want to... Hold on. House.
What do you got going there, man? It's really, really noisy.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Now yeah, we got you, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay, first let me say this. If Tyreek Hill, if he did that to his son, he should be put in jail, number one. Number two, let me say this. It's different. People don't understand this. See, like, it's different cultures. You understand? I understand this. I'm probably going to get killed for this. It's different cultures. As a black man, growing up in the young, I got beat. You understand?
Yeah.
I got beatings. The people that the DCF or whatever you call them, they don't believe in beatings. As we believe in beatings, black people, we believe in giving our kids beatings.
Let me finish.
Let me finish.
I don't think all black people believe in beatings, but go ahead.
I'm not painting it with a wide brush, but for the most part, everybody.
I like it.
Okay, so now, if sometimes, and you're not going to just say, like you said, you're going to tell me a kid's lying. You can bribe a kid with ice cream, but still, you have to take some validity in what he said. What's sickening is the fact that a child was hurt, and we're talking about the wife getting money. The wife is not going to get more money. See, this is the thing it comes down to. Now it's about money and the people who's giving the money, controlling the morals and the things inside inside the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to get as many views, so we can't do nothing about this kid who just got hurt.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's pitiful, and it desensitizes other people towards other situations that could potentially be dangerous. And like you say, as it goes on, what if Tyreek Hill has, if it's true, what if he has an episode when the kid doesn't have a broken arm, he has a broken neck, God forbid, and then he's hurt that bad.
That's right.
This is all terrible.
House. Okay, House, hold on 1 second. Take a breath.
Real quick, House, are you a big fella?
Yes, sir. I was woke up with extension cords as a young kid. I was all bigger than other kids, and it wasn't abuse. I was wrong. I did things wrong, you know, and they taught me, and that's how they, you know, people parent different. My parents, they, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. So, and they didn't spare it at all.
Okay, we heard this argument, and Charles Barkley made a big deal about it when we had the right. Adrian Peterson
thing. It's about
money,
it's about ratings, right. While a kid is not with his parents because his arm's broken and he don't think it's safe.
Right, but I want to get to the culture that House was talking about, because Barkley brought this up when the whole Peterson thing came up, and that was a kind of an excuse to the whole deal, and House is kind of throwing it out the same way that, you know, it's part of the culture. But when a broken arm, when we have a kid with a broken arm, now we've really gotten to the excessive end of this, right? Now you can't look at it and sit here and write it off, make excuses that it's simply, you know, culture. I mean, come on. You can't really do that. Do you know what this is? I don't even know what this is right now.
Well, that was his domestic violence case back in Oklahoma. The one that he pled guilty on. And really got 3 years probation, anger management, domestic violence, kind of whatever, classes, right?
Yes.
So we were talking about it, you know, because in the secret tape, he admitted to her, or in the secret tape, he said to his girl that you lied back in 2014, I never touched you. Well, this is back in that case, apparently. Tyreek Hill stood in front of the Associate District Judge Stephen Kistler and said, I did something I shouldn't have done. I let my feelings take control of me. And again, that's when he pled guilty because he hit, right, strangled, had his arms around her neck while she was pregnant with this boy here, with this one here, the 3-year-old, the one that he broke his arm. But he admitted, I did something I shouldn't have done. I let my feelings take control of me.
So wait a minute. So just because now on the tape, he's now looking back at something that happened 3 years ago, and on the tape, he's sitting there saying, I never did that.
You lied back then in 2014.
Yeah, you lied. Why would you plead guilty then if she lied?
Wait, play that tape, because they played the longer.
I broke my son's arm. Come on, let's be real, bro. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
You know how I am with kids, and you know how I am with them very hard, but I would never, ever hurt my son in life. Look.
He is terrified of you.
He is terrified of you. And the NFL is not going to suspend him.
But I don't you think
they're going to move on.
I just think it is a little bit different that this guy's sitting there, he doesn't know he's being taped. And he's saying, come on, you really think I'd break my son's arm? I didn't break my kid's arm. Like, he never admitted it in a secret tape.
Right.
The secret tape is when you thought she probably thought I was going to get him.
Well, listen.
He's going to admit it. Yeah, you're damn right. I told him to do something. He didn't do it. I smacked him. He ended up breaking his arm. It was you know, he never went there. He never said that. He didn't. He never admitted guilt in a secret tape.
Lou,
I do admit that's a little strange.
Okay, Lou.
Maybe she did it. But, I don't know. But figure it out.
But I don't think either one of us are sitting here and saying that he did this. What we're saying is that one of the two did it. So if Crystal was the one that did it, and the NFL wants to look at it and not suspend him right now and move on and feel comfortable about Crystal and about Tyreek Hill together with now the 3 children, I'm sorry. that's a mistake. Then what you need to do and what Kansas City should be doing, and certainly his lawyer or Tyreek should be smart enough to figure this out, you need to separate from this woman. You need to get away from this woman. This is not a good situation. She's setting you up. That's what's going on. One of the two committed this crime. And if she did it, I get it. He should not face a suspension if that's the case. But you get to that conclusion, don't you? You don't sit there and let one lie against the other without actually getting to the crux of who committed the crime. One of them committed the crime. Mm-hmm. This portion of the program being brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donation. The program rolls on. Next.